snag, I guess. He got a dozen of us down at the White House one day of divergent views. People like Dick Russell and Harold Cooley and Bacon and so forth. No, I think he kept all the Republicans out and said, now, what would you Democrats agree on? And you would try to pass quickly.
You think we ought to try to pass another wheat bill?
I think you should, yes. I don't think you want to pass wheat to go down the road that's likely to go. Now, it's true that you have made the gesture that might have helped the wheat farmer, but he has a very short memory.
Yeah.
And he won't remember the gesture as long as he remembers the low price.
He won't remember that it was his own decision that brought it on?
Not at all. He knows very well that the administration did this to him. I mean, it's just one of those tragedies of life.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be well to let some of us explore what we should get the Farm Bureau to support, and then you have others find out what the Farmers Union will support. At one time, Mr. President, I got the Farmers Union, the Grain, and the Farm Bureau in the same room and kept them there for 48 hours at different spells until they agreed on a program.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that the Secretary of Agriculture is as fine a guy as I know and is as honest as any man I've ever seen. I'd like to help him every way I could. But he's never bothered to find out what is acceptable across the country.
Yeah.
I don't think they need quite the sort of control that he's talking about. And I think a reduction in price support and more or less freedom from plants would not give you any more surplus than we're now getting. But I think they have to explore that with a few people before you can take on the bill.
But without having the controls on the production, though, would not be all be expected.